Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, now that Travis Kelce, I'm guessing, is in the picture when it comes to the NFL and football, and Abby is a huge Taylor Swift fan, let's just call it coincidence that she's watching the NFL a little bit more now.
Yeah, women have never been this into football since Jimmy Garoppolo joined the NFL. Wow. Because we are now more invested than ever. Now, granted, did 90% of the Swifties tune in to the NFL purely just because we wanted to see the camera cut to Taylor? Yes, absolutely.
Did you see the ratings on the game?
Oh, my God. They're insane. Like, yeah. The amount of people this woman is bringing to the National Football League, like, they need to be paying her.
Speaking of cutting to Taylor, what was hilarious to me was every time one of the Chiefs players would score, they wouldn't even show, like, them celebrating their touchdown.
They
would go right to Taylor. I'm like, this is nasty, man.
They're like, how is Taylor celebrating?
The demographics in, I've read this yesterday, I can't remember the exact number, but the demographics for women, like, between 22 and 28, like, quadrupled or 10 times.
I am putting this out there now. Once she has released all of her music, re-recorded and re-released it under her Taylor's Version brand, she will do the Super Bowl. Hands down.
I think so, too.
They're seeing the ratings come in, and I think that's why she's holding out so people don't buy her old catalog, because she knows her album sales will skyrocket. Huh. She'll
be there. That makes sense. Yeah. I didn't think about that angle.
That's a good call, yeah.
I think she's set to release all of them by the end of next year, so it would make a lot of sense for February of next year.
The power that this woman has that we've talked about the last couple of days, I'll just add one more thing and throw it back to Abby. Is, I guess, the shorts, the denim shorts that she was wearing during either this week or last week.
Yeah, this week.
The sales on them have skyrocketed.
They're sold out.
Sold out. You can't find them anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're just like high-cut denim shorts, I think.
Yeah,
right?
And they have a little cutout on the back, and they say Aria on them. Yeah, can't buy them anymore just because Taylor wore them.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's at the game, and so we're all invested. And for me, like, it takes a really good game for me to be truly invested in football. I watched all the playoff games for the Jags last year because they were genuinely good games. Normally, I'm used to watching, like, the Gators and Jags just get beat to a crisp. And so it's not normally very fun, but I've been watching these games now because I'm trying to see my girl Tay Tay. And I've noticed that football is kind of adorable. Like, there are so many things that I've started to really find endearing about football.
I think that might be a slogan they'll run with next year. The NFL, it's adorable.
Definitely it's, never heard it put that way before.
Cute as hell. So I've compiled a short list of all the things that I find really endearing about football that might keep me engaged just a little bit longer, even after Taylor and Travis break up.
All right.
So the first one is that I love the fact that sports, and especially the NFL, like, this is the one time where it's normal for men to wear matching outfits. Like, I'm going on a bachelorette trip this weekend, and we have color schemes, we have themes, we have subcategories for the themes. Like, it's coastal grandmother, but with, like, a side of cowgirl, and we never see that. We never see, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a Diane Keaton, but if she, like, lived in the Midwest, you know what I mean?
But if she was on Yellowstone.
But and then in Rosemary Beach. So we never see that kind of effort when it comes to, like, men coordinating outfits together. That, you know what I mean? Like, anytime you see a group of dudes out at a bar, they're wearing like a jersey and cargo pants.
I love how she's referring to uniforms as coordinating outfits. Right.
It's precious.
As if they have a choice.
She's not wrong.
Right.
And they all have the same mascot, and they all have the, it's just adorable. And then onto the next thing, not only do they have matching outfits, but they have coordinating touchdown dances that I love watching on TikTok. I'm currently on Touchdown Dance TikTok, and it's so precious to see them all get together and do their little dancey dance, because A, you know they had to rehearse this.
I have often wondered that. Like, at what point do you say to your dudes, like, hey, let's rehearse the touchdown dance?
Practice.
Is it at practice?
Always at practice.
At the end of practice?
Yep.
Okay.
What I love about it is it shows, like, yes, they're teammates, but everyone's hired to do a specific role. But you don't practice dances with people you don't like.
Yes.
Right? So it shows me, like, they're, maybe even if it's not BFFs, they're friends off the field, and they know this is going to be cool for the fans and for the team, and they're like, let's do it. I just love that camaraderie.
I know. And so they get together, and they all do it, and it all looks really good. Like, these guys have great rhythm, great dancing, and I cannot wait for when Taylor Swift's dances start infiltrating the touchdown dances. I'm waiting for that, which they do the bejeweled dance. I'm going to love that. But right now, I've just seen them do the little stanky leg, and it's really great.
The NFL wouldn't even let them do that for years either.
Yeah.
They just started letting them do that a few years ago.
It was considered a penalty when you did that. Yeah.
Women would have been invested much earlier than this.
Yeah.
Didn't you say they only let them start doing it again because in groups?
In groups, yeah. You could do, like, one person could do a dance, but it couldn't be too much. It had to be really simple. They used to call, that's why they called it the No Fun League for a while.
Yeah.
The NFL started to loosen up a little bit.
They used to call the penalty, it was an excessive celebration.
Yeah.
What?
Like, you can celebrate too much in the NFL.
Too much fun.
Yeah. They're saying the players are extra. That's ridiculous. Okay, I also love how when everyone shows up to the games, it's like grown men wearing jerseys of another grown man's name on their back. Like, when do we ever get to see that kind of affection between men? Like, he's so proud of this one particular player that he's like, you know what? I'm going to rock his name.
I do have a hard no rule on that.
Me too.
Yeah.
No jerseys.
Well, not only no jerseys. I might wear a jersey, but probably not, but certainly not with another man's name on the back.
You got to get customized with your own name. Yeah.
What?
The only reason I would stop wearing jerseys is because the players I love end up getting traded, and then you can never wear that jersey again.
Oh,
and you spend $150 on these freaking jerseys.
Boy math.
Some people don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
They stay with their jersey for the rest of their life.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen lots of jerseys out and about, and I think it's adorable.
Oh my God, Abby, let's get what Travis Kelce plays for the Chiefs.
Uh huh.
Let's get Chiefs jerseys that say Swift on the back.
I think it's probably already done,
Dad,
for sure.
Let's look.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
we should
Google
totally
it.
Do that.
I'll report back.
It's my dream jersey. Okay, my last two, I love the pump-up speeches. I saw Travis Kelce giving some to his teammates, and all he said was just one word. He was just like, more! More! And I just...
That's all he had?
It's all he had. It was the one word in his little NFL brain. He's like, I know this word. It'll get him pumped up. And I also just love the genuine camaraderie. Like, I love a bromance. And basically, the NFL is just one big fat bromance.
Yeah, it truly is.
All the players just broing out. It's giving boyhood. It's giving non-toxic masculinity. I'm here for it.
There's a knockoff one that says Swift, but even better, a sweatshirt that says, in my Chiefs era.
Oh my gosh, me! God.
Did you see the picture that was going viral a couple of days ago that randomly some couple, I don't even know where they were in the country, dressed as Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift years ago for a Halloween party?
Way.
Years ago.
They were at the game on Sunday too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's the Burt Show.